One, two, is this on?
And welcome to another bang.
Please, ban the basketball housewives.
Sad to see Dog the Bounty Hunter coming to an end.
Who the fuck? What the fuck? Why?
My comic book nerd brain cannot accept it.
That's the dumbest fucking premise for a show I've ever heard in my life.
And the last surprise would be Adrian Peterson carrying an even more mediocre offense to the playoffs all by himself.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay-ass accent, them cheap-ass cigars, your yuck-mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm snapping the out of you.
Wolfpack in the house.
Oh.
And welcome to another exciting episode of the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim DLGG, back in the 2013.
Oh, God.
That's 2013. And I want to welcome you all to a new year of the Click Nation and the Click Nation Podcast. You can find us on our website, theclicknation.com. Make sure to follow our Twitter account, @theclicknation. Like our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/theclicknation. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/theclicknation. Find us on Google+, subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And we are recording on Wednesday, January 2nd, 2012. 2013. I need my laptop to tell me the actual year so I'll remember it. And tonight I'm joined by my brother D. Adam Black.
Hey, what's up, true believers? Happy New Year.
And our special guest tonight, Charlie from now my mind went blank. What's your company called?
Third Designs.
Third Designs. And
Happy New Year to me.
Go ahead and plug your website and business for the listeners.
Well, then you can follow us at Third Designs on Facebook, Google Plus, Designs on Twitter, and I'm just about everywhere else too. Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm worldwide now.
So yeah, so check out those locations to keep up with Third Design. And the reason we invited Charlie, this is his second time on the podcast. First was when we gave a preview for the upcoming NFL season. So we thought with the season ending, we'd take a look back and see how our predictions went, preview the playoff games taking place this weekend, and make some more predictions.
Sure to go wrong.
Yeah, guaranteed to go wrong. So I'm like reserve Click Nation now, like a reserve Avenger now, so I get like a badge or something.
You like get the ID card.
Yeah, I'll do something at work and come up with a nice little card for us. Card. Now that's something I can do if we're not busy.
You've got the means to do it.
Yep.
Let's see. Last but not least, you can follow myself on Twitter at TimDOGG98.
I'm at @the_Adam_Black on Twitter.
And the last of the shout outs, you can also listen to our podcast on the Comic Related Podcasting Network. You can go to their website, comicrelated.com, and listen to many different comic book related podcasts. And shout outs to the Pop Culture Network, popculturenetwork.com, providers of the advanced comic book reviews that I give for our site and theirs. So with that, I guess we can jump straight into what we originally predicted for the 2012 NFL season versus what actually happened.
Yes.
I'll pass the baton over to Adam Black to give that rundown.
All right. I actually went back through the previous episode back in September and basically just ran down our results. We'll start with the AFC East, and we pretty much the division pretty much ended up just a little different, but we pretty much all predicted New England running away with it. And the order of the division actually ran was Patriots won it, followed by the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills. And pretty much we all ran, the only thing we all thought that Miami was going to have the worst season possible, and we all thought they were going to end up last, but they wound up second. And pretty much the Jets and Bills tied at 6-10. Disappointing for...
I originally said that Miami would have 2 wins, so I feel kind of awful about that.
Yeah, could never tell with these predictions.
Oh, yeah. Then we got the AFC West, and originally my brother, Tim D-O-double-G, originally said that Kansas City was going to win it, but he later changed his mind and noted in that episode they thought Denver would win it.
Yeah. I was right.
But yeah, Denver, we all thought Denver was going to do well. We didn't think they were going to do as well as they actually did, and they were 13-3 and won the top seed in the AFC.
Thanks to the bionic neck of Peyton Manning.
Yes. So, Peyton Manning, automatically, he can make the most mediocre receivers into Pro Bowlers. So, it helps having him. All right. And the division we really got wrong, the AFC South. We were right in predicting that Houston was going to win the division. However, we all... Indianapolis was going to wind up at the bottom of the division. And that wound up not being the case. they wound up getting into the playoffs for the first time since Peyton Manning was actually playing for them.
Talk about getting lucky.
I remember I was flipping back and forth between Tennessee and Indianapolis as far as who was going to come in second place in that division.
Yeah, you thought Tennessee was going to win, or was going to be better than, you know.
People thought.
Yeah. Yeah, too bad.
Wrong team.
Yeah. Yeah, they at least they won 6 games. I thought the Jaguars were going to do something, and they only won 2. So, go figure. And then the AFC North. Tim was the only one who thought Pittsburgh was going to win it, and me and Charlie picked Baltimore.
Nah.
Sorry, Tim. Pittsburgh Steeler fan.
And win some, you lose some. They had their shot. Cincinnati won the division, right?
No.
Baltimore
won it. They just did terrible. You know, they had the last.
Well, they tied records, but.
Yeah,
Baltimore
but.
Had the tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, Baltimore kind of fell apart at the last few weeks, so. But, yeah. That's the AFC. Now we'll move over to the NFC. We'll start with the NFC East. And this is where the mighty, mighty Tim Dog made a bold prediction and said the New York Giants were not going to make the playoffs. And naturally, I scoffed at that. I was like, nah. I had them being the second seed in the conference. And, yeah, they didn't make the playoffs.
Never bet on the defending Super Bowl champions to do well the following year. And we all had Washington last, I see.
Yeah, yeah. We all thought Washington was last, and they wound up making the playoffs. And well, they won the division and thus made the playoffs.
Yeah,
we ain't even talk about nobody else.
Y'all had y'all shot.
Just gloss over that.
Y'all had your shot Sunday night. Things went the way they typically go.
I'm not going to talk about it.
We'll get into shocks and disappointments later on. Then we have the NFC West, which usually it was the NFC worst. And it wound up being a tougher division, you know, than, you know, we originally thought. But San Francisco won it, which we all predicted, followed by Seattle, which actually made the playoffs, which none of us thought would happen. And we actually got to see Russell Wilson, you know, becoming like, you know, a legitimate contender for Rookie of the Year. St. Louis did improve under Jeff Fisher, and Arizona, because somebody had to finish last, took up the rear.
Yep. They fired a coach, which we'll get to later.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunate. Then we have the NFC South. I was the only one who thought Atlanta was not going to win the division, and they won it. Followed by the order for the division was the Panthers actually wound up winning, being the second place team, followed by the Saints and Buccaneers, and they all had tying records. Yep, so all of them wound up 7-9. Yep,
that for the division.
Yeah, and the divisional games, everyone split. Every team split. So 3-3 record for everyone in the division. So we all pretty much picked Carolina and Tampa Bay to take up the rear of the division, but you know, they turned out to be a little scrappier than we thought. Then we got the NFC North, and we all thought pretty much Green Bay was gonna run away with it, which they didn't quite do that, but they still won the division. And then we all thought that Chicago was going to be the very tough contender this year, and wound up not being that way. So pretty much, I will of course post the original picks. I will send them to Tim so he can post them on the website of what we thought and versus what actually happened. But yeah, that's, you know, that was the year. Now, as far as I'll hand it over to you guys, but Charlie, were there any shocks, surprises, or we'll just talk with shocks or surprises. Did you see any this year that you didn't think were going to happen?
Well, I guess you could say surprises, definitely Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, with them starting a rookie quarterback, I didn't think they were going to do as well as they did, but Russell Wilson really surprised me, but I guess just the biggest hats off you can give is to their defense, which I feel is not getting enough credit. They're the reason they're in the playoffs now.
Yeah.
And that running game with Lynch.
Yeah. Marshawn Lynch is, still pretty good. Definitely the co-MVP of the season along with Wilson. Tim, did you have any?
I can run down a couple, go down each conference and division. I enjoyed watching the Jets implode. that was fun, especially since Tebow didn't get a non start.
And that was one prediction. We all thought that eventually Tebow was going to go in there and play, but alas.
Let's see what else we got here. AFC West, nothing to see there. Except finally, we talk. Okay, yeah, I'll save that for Black Monday.
Discussion.
All right. AFC South. Yeah, the Colts definitely surprised. They were a juggernaut at home.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, the Texans, kind of collapsed near the end of the season, so they're not as strong going into the playoffs as they were in the beginning and middle part of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Good. Another good season for the Bengals, coming in second in the AFC North. Let's see. NFC East was entertaining as always.
Yeah.
Can never really tell who's going to. It can flip from worst to first each season.
But I got to say, Philadelphia was a huge disappointment.
Yeah, especially since I had them win the division.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought they would go 4-12.
And yeah.
I guess we'll get into the Black Monday situation, but.
Yeah, I thought for sure when they said Michael Vick was going to start the last game, he's going to say, I'm going to do it for Andy. And then, he did throw a touchdown, and then it was just like, I was like, wow, they didn't stop. Did, the defense even show up to the game and, all that kind of stuff. Just crazy.
Very surprised with Seattle. I didn't see that coming this year.
Nah.
Especially Russell Wilson winning the starting job going into the season over Matt Flynn. And then Seattle's defense was just tremendous. And they always played well at home because they have such a big home field advantage. So that helped them a lot. Atlanta did what Atlanta needed to do. Now they just need to go and prove folks wrong in the playoffs.
And actually win a playoff game.
Yes.
Show up.
And a home playoff game at that with the bye week.
Yeah.
And Chicago let me down. I know they had a couple of injuries throughout the year, but the offense just, again, another year with the offense being mediocre, or even kind of below mediocre.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They've always had the problem of not having enough receivers, and this year they got one, but if you shut him down, who else does Jay Cutler have to throw to?
And they can't pass block.
Yeah. You got your quarterback shoving around offensive linemen.
And the last surprise would be Adrian Peterson carrying even more mediocre offense to the playoffs. All by himself.
Yeah, I mean,
man came 9 yards short of breaking the season rushing record.
After coming off of, a very tremendous knee surgery.
Yeah, that was very surprising to see him run that well. And he's got to get some MVP votes, definitely.
Yep. It's gonna be a fight between him and Peyton for that and comeback player of the year.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, like, that knee surgery, you know, most people don't come back from that at all, you know, and come back from that and be the same, and he came back and pretty much was almost better than he was. But, yeah, but, you know, I would have to say in the AFC, my biggest shock, of course, was the Indianapolis Colts. I was real surprised the Bengals managed to get back to the playoffs, honestly. I mean, but, and, you know, it just seems like, but it still seems to me their offense could be a lot better. But they have a good defense backing them up, so that helps. Kansas City, I mean, just everything, you know, I mean, if anything could go wrong in one franchise, it seemed like it went wrong in that franchise this past year. Of course, it's always fun. I could have sworn that the New York Jets were going to the playoffs, but, because they got talked about so much all year long. Yep. And Jesus and cleats didn't even touch, get on the field, hardly.
And then complained about being put in the Wildcat.
I don't want to be put in the Wildcat.
He's actually at this Florida Louisville Sugar Bowl game that's on right now.
Oh, that's cool.
And let me guess, the camera is fixated on him in his every move.
Nah, not. They talked to him before the game, of course. Emmitt Smith's there too, so it's not just him.
Cool. But yeah, you know, I was real surprised at the NFC West being such a better division than it usually is, even though Arizona started off strong. I mean, hell, they went up to New England and beat them. But, you know, they started off strong and then fizzled out. And, of course, I'm shocked Atlanta won the division and didn't just stink up the place against New Orleans every time. But, yeah, that's my shocks and surprises for the... for the NFL season.
Very nice. So our team, the Falcons, is in the playoffs, and Charlie's Cowboys are not.
So if you want to air grievances, sir, you can go ahead and air them.
Floor is yours.
Well, I'm not here to praise the Cowboys or bury them, but they stunk it up. The defense suffered a lot of injuries, and I think that was his downfall of the team this year. Tony Romo, he had an up and down year, as he always does. He had some good moments and some awful moments. Some interception.
Yeah.
But someone pointed out that if the Cowboys had won the game, who would have started for them at receiver the next week, since they only have like one healthy receiver now. Even their backups went out the game injured. So,
yeah, and
perhaps that was a blessing in disguise, and maybe they'll get rid of some of these people on the coaching staff and bring in somebody to actually run the offense as opposed to just Jason Garrett.
Okay,
another year of the Jason Garrett show.
And we'll get to that. Alright, and just so Tim can, you know, get it in, how did the pick'em go, Tim?
Oh. Let me, bring it up so I can actually give the order. Kind of people listening want to know the exact order that we finished in as I try to save more time here. And then we've got it up. The suspense is killing. Yes, in first place with a 89.9% percentage of being correct. It is I, Tim D-O-double-G, the winner of the Click Nation Picks game Pick of the League. I'm amazed myself. Yes, the person that actually ran the league won the league.
Well, congratulations, awesome.
Tim. Yes. And in second place is our guest tonight, still picking, aka Charlie, with the 86.5%. And also in total points, I had 162. Charlie with 159. So close.
Should have kept picking the Cowboys.
That's what lost me a couple of games going into the end, because I kept picking against them, I believe, and they kept winning. Except that last week, I knew they weren't winning against the Redskins in Washington. But yes, I'd just like to say how, let's see, week 15, of course I was still winning, but I only got 8 teams correct. You got 11. Week 16, I got 10, and you got 11. So you were actually, I think, 1 point ahead of me going into the final week 17, when I had the best week ever and got 13 picks, right? To your 9. And in third place, also, Underscoop Fires, Howard Deck. This team, Scoop Deck. And in fourth place was Brandon Murphy. Fifth place was DJ Food and Drink. And sixth place was Classic Material. That's all that's important.
Yeah, don't mention who's just taking up the rear.
It's not you.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. These are people I'm not sure who some of them are. Well, two of those people are. But yeah. So.
And to everybody that participated, you can't win if you don't make your picks every week.
Tell them. I tried my best to remind people on Twitter and Facebook beforehand to get your picks in. Gotta take some of the blame yourself, people. I remember saying we were going to try to come up with some kind of prize if someone won, but since I won,
no prize.
We'll roll over to next year.
Prize was $1 million.
Next year, $10.
Prize is hearing me gloat. All right, I'm done.
All right, in fantasy football.
Sure? I'm sure.
In fantasy football news, I was involved in 2 leagues. One with Charlie and some college buddies, and one with Eclectics, beer and something league.
Man, that league pissed me off. Because I was winning that league. I should have won that league. Robert Griffin got hurt going into the fantasy playoffs.
Thanks, you.
And I had to... I had Colin Kaepernick. I picked him up. And for some reason, I chickened out. It was the week the 49ers were supposed to play. The Patriots.
Oh, God.
And I chickened out. I was like, man, I can't pick him. Dude. Play him against the Patriots, and I picked up fucking Carson Palmer just because he had been putting up pretty good points against the Raiders. The Raiders were losing every week, but they were at least putting up points, and he was putting up pretty good fantasy points. And I started him, and
sorry. Well, I was in that same league that Tim was talking about, and Tim, I think it was Eclectic and Howie.
Yeah.
Got to the playoffs and
I was all 4 of us?
I think it was. He had Tecmo Bowlers, right?
I lost to Howie, I think, that week. I was just ranting about.
Mm-hmm.
Who won that league, by the way?
And I lost. I faced the Tecmo Bowlers and won and got to the championship, and I put the best team out there that I possibly could with Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, who knew that Drew Brees was going to put up the points he put up, and, you know, I just couldn't, even though Aaron Rodgers scored like 5 touchdowns, but, you know, I need the rest of my team to perform, and they didn't quite do that, so Howie won the championship, which I don't even know what it was for.
Yeah, I'm putting up the league now so I can see. So you said Howie won?
Yeah, the Limbo City Silverhawks.
Limbo City Silverhawks, yeah. First place, Limbo. Howie. Oh, you had Dots of War. And Tecmo Bowlers. I came in 4th place. Yay.
Sorry, sir. In our league that I play with my college friends, me and Charlie involved in, there was, for once, a new champion, and that wasn't Charlie.
Yes, after 6 years of total dominance. 6 years. Six times champion.
Mm-hmm.
I suffered the worst injuries I ever have in fantasy football history. I'm talking every starting running back I ever had went down during the game, and I ended up getting little to no points. I start Robert Griffin, the third. He gets hurt. He goes out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely the worst fantasy season of my fantasy life. And there's no title this year. No title in Titletown over here in Augusta.
And, I'm sorry, tweeting something. And, I got to the championship in that league, too.
I was pulling for you, Rodney.
Yeah, the Dogs of War fell one more time. Yeah.
At least you got the championship games in your fantasy league. The Eclectus League is the only one I actually got to the playoffs, and the rest of them were horrible. Nothing to speak of.
Yeah, all I have to say for that league, Charlie, was my kingdom for a good running back, because I couldn't keep one healthy, or they would keep underproducing, and then it was just terrible.
Yes, trust me, I feel your pain. I had Maurice Jones-Drew, and I don't even remember exactly what week it was that he went out, but
it was early.
Yeah, that killed me, and I inserted DeMarco Murray. He gets hurt.
Yeah. It was terrible. I had Fred Jackson, got hurt first week, I believe, and was out for like 4 weeks. Came back and didn't really, you know, never really was the same. But thank you, thank goodness for C.J. Spiller. Then Reggie Bush, off and on. He's trying to get a contract. I don't know. And it was just terrible. And then, of course, there's Darren McFadden. But everyone just, it's just terrible. But congratulations to Monkey Nuts, a.k.a. Tim Rivas, who won the championship.
Monkey Nuts?
Yes, Monkey Nuts.
Slap Nuts?
But yeah, that's our pigskin.
I think those guys were happy to see somebody else win it besides me.
Yeah.
And they let me have it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, they
did. Back. I will be back to claim what is.
Yeah, we actually got a trophy this year.
Did you take pictures of it with whatever that Facebook group of?
Oh, Flat Charlie?
Yeah, Flat Charlie.
Not yet. Herm hasn't taken that picture yet, which is coming.
Well, I gotta say, Flat Charlie is like living a much better life than real Charlie. I'm very envious of Flat Charlie right now.
Yeah. It's a nice crib. I'll admit that.
You wanna read Podcast ADP's reply to your tweet?
Oh, okay. He sent out. Let's see.
I just happened to pull up and saw it come up.
I sent out a tweet via at the Click Nation, and I received a response. Basically, I sent a tweet saying, "We are doing a show on the NFL season. Were there any disappointments or surprises from this past season?" EP put the fall of the Lions, the Seahawks, the Saints sucking, regression of Cam, how dope the Bengals are. And of course, he is eclectic at Podcast EDP, is a diehard Bengals fan. So,
a diehard Bengals fan?
Yeah, he's a Bengals fan.
Wow.
And I'll disagree with him on. Yeah, I guess early on in the season was the regression of Cam, and then he came on late and ended the season well. Kind of flip flopping how he started strong last year and ended poorly.
Yeah. They actually won 4 straight at the end of the season, and thanks to Cam's up and down middle of the season, I didn't know whether to start him or bench him, which is a whole nother.
That's another problem.
Yes.
I mean, you know, him complaining to, you know, reporters, I just don't know what to do. The only thing I wanted him to stop doing was, you know, when he scores a touchdown, stop doing the Superman pose. I don't mind you doing it, but when you're down 4 or 5 touchdowns, you don't have to do it. Just hand the ball to the referee and just get it over with.
And we got Under Scoop Fire responding.
Okay.
Good job by you, Adam Black, tweeting
Thank
this.
Thank you, sir. Under Scoop Fire replied, how bad Matt Stafford was, how good Russell Wilson is, and no one is talking about it. I don't know. I think...
We talked about it earlier.
Yeah, I think Russell Wilson's getting a lot of praise. He got it, you know, he didn't get it at the beginning of the season, but towards the end, a lot of people are giving him credit.
Yeah,
I think he's getting credit, but if you looked at Seattle play this year, you saw that it was the defense in the running game that was largely carrying the Seahawks.
And, you know, and thankfully they got past the week two the bad referee call in the end zone.
Oh yes, we didn't talk about replacement referees.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they were the big story going on earlier in the year, especially after Refereegate.
Yeah.
The Packers versus the Seahawks. And as I tweeted near the end of last year, which of course was like a week or so ago, that the ending of that Monday night game was probably my favorite moment ever on Twitter.
Why? Because the internet exploded?
Yes. Exploded. I think I might stayed up till like 2 o'clock in the morning laughing and reading tweets. And laughing at when this episode goes online, I'm gonna have to include some of the pics I saved, because I have like the referees, the frozen picture, one referee holding up the touchdown sign and the other one waving like no catch.
Yeah, I think that was the microcosm of the whole replacement ref situation.
Yeah, it was so terrible.
You don't know what we do. What do you think? I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, that was. If people like shell shot, it was like we call it the fed up game. Anytime someone's like complaining or something on Twitter, we always hashtag, well, at least I do, hashtag fed up gang.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of that going around from the analysts to players. I think which linebacker, I forget the linebacker's name for the Packers now, but he
was it Benson?
Nah, for the Packers. The linebacker with all the hair.
Oh, linebacker. I'm sorry. Oh, dang.
My mind's going blank now, but I think I want to say one of the defensive players was tweeting a whole bunch of stuff that he had to like delete the next day.
Oh yeah, it was funny. My favorite was someone put up a picture saying, after further review, the runner did not touch second base. Touchdown Celtics.
Yeah, touchdown Celtics.
That was a crazy weekend.
Got another response from Eclectic from Podcast EDP on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the quarterback class being compared to 1983, RG3 the new Tebow, he can do no wrong. Or I guess Tebow as in he can do no wrong. The real refs as bad as replacements.
Yep. Oh yeah, I mean, you knew the second that the original refs came back that it was that pretty much everyone would forget for like a week, and then all of a sudden there's one bad call. Oh, these referees suck. And,
I didn't hear a lot of that. I was surprised.
But that was my whole thing going into people were bitching and moaning about, oh, we need the refs back. It's like, yeah, I understand, you know, getting the guys that actually were trained to do the job, the professionals back, but let's not act like people weren't complaining about the real referee's calls either.
Yes.
Well, now you know what really bad officiating is like.
Yeah. We went from...
Thank a referee the next time you see him. Just...
Thank a referee.
Hug a ref. Hug a ref.
Hug a ref.
There you go.
See, I'm used to bad referee play because I watch my alma mater play in the SIAC Division 2 every Saturday on during the fall, and I see the referees blow call after call, have to huddle for close to 25 minutes to decide what to call. It's like I'm sitting there watching a high school game. So yeah, the bad calls don't faze me.
But while you're talking about alma maters, I guess Adam Black and I can tout our alma mater as national champions.
Division two national champions, Valdosta State University.
What about y'all?
We won the national championship.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was distracted. I was typing something.
Yeah.
Y'all did win, didn't y'all? Y'all played somebody I know.
Stephen A. Smith's alma mater. That's what Hearn put out there.
They're a black school, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good for y'all. I think we played y'all this year, didn't we? Fort Valley State.
I believe so.
Yeah, because I skipped that game. I said I wasn't going down to Valdosta anymore. Give them money. They jack up the prices when we go down there. Because they know our Fort Valley State University fans travel to games.
No. Yeah, we went to the school, so we know they will get money. Yeah.
Yeah. Boo. Fuck them.
Champs, baby.
But congrats on y'all's championship.
Jay Malone also replied on Twitter. He said, Gronk developing a track record for major injuries. Got to be concerning to the New England front office. And he got his contract, didn't he?
Who?
Gronkowski.
Yeah, they paid him. He just got hurt twice, I think, this year.
Yeah.
Well, how about Calvin Johnson breaking Jerry Rice's receiving record?
Yes. Hell yes.
And breaking the Madden curse. Although his team didn't get in the playoffs.
Yeah, people were arguing about that online that night. He was like, he broke the man curse. No, he didn't. Team didn't make the playoffs. I thought the man curse only dealt with if the player got injured, not if the team got to the playoffs.
I thought it was just keeping the player through the
healthy
through the season.
That's what I thought.
And not having a major, season-ending injury.
Yeah, that's typically what it is. But, people want to point to the Madden curse. They'll find some way to tie it in there to something.
Oh, so now the Madden curse is playoffs. Good grief. Oh, well. But, yeah, thanks for all the replies, and hopefully we'll get some more before the show is over. All right. Now, the day after the season ends is usually a very bad day for people that want to keep their jobs, and it's usually called Black Monday, which sucks because it was on New Year's Eve. But there were a lot of coaching vacancies after the season ended. The one that everyone was not surprised with, of course, was Andy Reid getting fired after 14 seasons in Philadelphia. We saw it coming. It was just terrible. I mean, the team wound up finishing 4-12. Michael Vick didn't do them, any favors, really.
Well, I think that kind of was the start of his downfall when he hits his wagon to Michael Vick. Michael Vick is an electrifying player, but he can't stay on the field.
Yes. Yep. I mean, I think we even put out there that, the fact that Michael Vick is guaranteed to at least miss one or two games a year, and he got knocked out of a game and just never really got put back in because they were going on to try and hitch the wagon to Nick Foles, and look how that happened. Look what happened there.
Well, I think another part of that problem was the defensive coordinator situation where Andy Reid elevated, I believe, the offensive line coach to defensive coordinator, and everything kind of imploded on him. players not playing well, pointing fingers at each other, at the defensive coaches.
Mm-hmm.
That did it to me.
Yeah, pretty much. So, do y'all have an idea, or do you think they're going to just pick someone like maybe the guy from Penn State?
Yeah, I've heard the Penn State guys in play, and Chip Kelly, of course. Supposedly the Browns are favorites right now, but I don't really
believe. I've also heard the name
John Gruden.
Drew kicked around, so I don't know if he would be interested in that situation.
I think if Gruden has to come back by now, he's not going to come back, at least for a long time. He's got an easy job doing Monday Night Football.
Man, he's not that bad at
making
it, too.
Probably making decent money.
Yeah,
chilling.
And all you get to do is watch football and not have to have to worry about, people, trying to say if you're going to get fired or not. But, the real surprise on Monday was the Chicago Bears letting go of Lovie Smith. Especially, he had a good record in Chicago, got to the playoffs 3 times, even got to a Super Bowl. But let go, and the team finished 10-6.
The Bears.
Yeah.
I like Mike Ditka's rant that he went on afterwards, because he basically broke it down. If the Vikings lost, the Bears would make the playoffs. Would they have fired him then? No. So they were one game away, literally, from making the playoffs and probably not firing them.
Yeah.
So it's like they just used that as a good excuse
to let him go.
Yeah. Like they said, the offense had been lackluster. So, and I don't know. I mean, I don't think the firing was worthy enough of a firing. But also, I'm always an advocate of, if a coach has been with the team for so long, sometimes it's best to part ways and get a fresh start. But that's usually if the team starts to deteriorate like the Eagles did this past season. Reed had been there for so long, it's kind of time for a new voice or a new leader. I don't think Lovie had it. He'd been with the Bears for a while, but they were still playing hard for him.
Yeah. And I mean, everyone was sad, and even Jay Cutler, old Stoneface himself, got choked up talking about the coach. So
I think Devin Hester talking about he's going to retire.
Huh?
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Man, I'm going to retire. Okay.
Whatever.
But it'll be interesting to see, if they have some kind of plan in place. Because you don't want to let go of your head coach and take a big step back. And, they have a lot of talent on that team. At least, I guess, on the offensive side of the ball. The defense is starting to age a little bit. But we'll see what happens.
Yes. I saw another tweet about the coaching. Pretty much in no particular order, Arizona Cardinals, when you lose that many games in a row, that's going to really hurt you no matter what you did.
Throughout the season, they went through 5 different quarterbacks or something like that.
I believe 4 starting quarterbacks.
That's about the Cardinals, yeah.
I mean, I think at one point the funniest thing I saw Coach Wisenhunt say was, like someone asked him, well, what do you think you should do about quarterbacks? And he asked the reporter, hey, do you play? Because he needed all the help he could get on that team. Of course,
Kevin Cobb experiment did not work out too well.
Or Skelton experiment didn't work out too well either. But but they start off 4-0, and that was kind of shock. That was a very shocking thing, and it just didn't work out for them.
It was a very fluky season in the NFL this year. I think we can all attest to that. We saw some things happen that, you know, who would have thunk it?
Oh, yeah. But, yeah.
Fired. You've gone over two teams, right?
I went over the Bears. I went over the Eagles. I went over, just went over the Cardinals.
Bears, Eagles, Cardinals. We had the Browns, Pat Shermer, however you say his name. Doesn't really matter.
Was he a college coach before?
You know, honestly, I
think he was a coordinator.
Yeah, but I say he didn't come straight from college.
Oh, okay. I can't.
He's Mike, like Mike some... Because Mike Holmgren fired the last guy, and since he is the GM or however he's running the team, I believe. And now just talk about Mike Holmgren coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
Well, he a new ownership group took over the Cleveland Browns, and he kind of stepped down from his position during the season. So the handwriting was on the wall with that.
Yeah, and you know once the new owners come in, they want to bring in their kind of people. So they're going to hire they're going to put together the staff that they want, and hopefully they'll win. You know, it's Cleveland, so you know. And you know, the Buffalo Bills no longer have Chan Gailey as a coach.
That was the one I kept forgetting when I heard it was 8.
Yeah.
How do I keep getting jobs?
That's what I was trying to figure out, because wasn't he the Cowboys coach?
Yes, and we saw how well that worked. And he went from there, I believe he was somewhere else before he came to Buffalo.
Yeah, when he got hired, I was telling a friend. I was telling a friend where he was like, "What?" Like, yeah.
I think Buffalo just kind of like putting names in a hat or something, and then drew his name. That's how he got the job.
But then that was the weird thing. It was like Buffalo. I don't know. It seemed like they were all for. You know it. It seemed like they were almost there every time, every year he was there, but once they got old boy as quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, it seemed like they were better. It's just that I won't say he's elite, but he's decent. But yeah, poor Buffalo Bills.
They got the high price splashy free agent signing in the offseason.
That was the disappointment, because I thought that Mario Williams was going to be Defensive Player of the Year. My bad.
Oh, nah. San Diego Chargers finally let North Turner go.
How many seasons too late was that?
Yeah, but at least they finally did it.
Yeah. Yep, but at least they got a quarterback in place. At least they got Phillip Rivers, so, you know, at least you're starting off with something good.
Did we do 8? Did we do 8?
Well, the last one is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, so Romeo Crennel got one last shot at leading a team, and he got his 1 year, and it was a pretty bad one, so see ya.
Yeah. It was a tough situation for him.
Are you cut off that last part? What was that?
I think it was a tough situation for him with the quarterback that he had in his team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're pretty much start Brady Quinn, then your options are pretty much limited.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was pretty bad. And then, you know, the situation with the defensive lineman that, had the murder-suicide, you know. And the fact it happened in front of him, I wouldn't want to trade places with him in that regard anyway. Yeah. But, yeah, it was just bad. And Tim even said in that first episode when we did the NFL preview, he was like, "Wow, Romeo, I'm just not sure if I can hitch the wagon to it." But yeah, those are the Black Monday quarterback or coaching vacancies. Is there a good job amongst these teams that a coach could come in there and, you know, really do well, or
the Cardinals. They need a quarterback because their defense, I believe, has been pretty, at least early in the year, it was pretty good. And then they had like one or two good showings later on in the year. But yeah, they just need a quarterback and an offense.
Adam Black, I think you made a good point when you said the San Diego Chargers. They have a quarterback in place in Phillip Rivers. And I guess Chicago, if Jay Cutler can play well and stop pouting.
Well, yeah. I mean,
okay. Jay Cutler, here's your instructions: throw it to Brandon Marshall, hand off to your running back, and go sit on the sideline and not pout.
And or push offensive linemen. But yeah,
he was on his best behavior after that.
Yeah, I mean, he's just one of those guys that just can't win for losing. Yeah, he's just never going to get a whole lot of respect in the league. But yeah, that's pretty much what we have to say about Black Monday.
Was it any coaches that you guys were surprised didn't get fired? I guess Rex Ryan is kind of like number one on that list.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because they fired the...
GM.
Yeah, the GM, but kept him. So now he's going to come be a lame duck coach going into next year because the GM will want his own coach.
Yeah, pretty much. So, there's Mongo McMichael. Okay, I was looking at WGN News.
Boo. I don't like him.
Yeah, I know.
Crappy horseman.
But,
worst horseman ever.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I really was surprised that Rex Ryan didn't get fired, but, you know, I would have just started over as a clean slate, but the whole thing with the Jets was just the whole, you bring in the circus of Tim Tebow and you don't do anything with him. You try to develop your quarterback, but you really don't develop him. He winds up just floundering and it doesn't help that he had, after what's-his-face, Santonio Holmes got hurt, there was nothing else for him. There was no one else to throw to. So, it just was terrible.
I enjoyed watching the chaos.
Jason Garrett kept his job.
You were surprised?
Yes, I was surprised by that. But, I mean, I guess you bring your team to the brink of the playoffs for 2 years in a row, and they don't get in. I don't know, maybe that counts for something with Jerry Jones, but I was surprised that he didn't get fired. But I kind of had the feeling they would keep him once Sean Payton resigned.
Oh, yeah, the whole...
leading in that direction.
Yeah, that whole... That's another thing, you know, when... we can talk real quick about Roger Goodell. When he voided the contract, that was, I mean, despite all the problems that pretty much everyone in the league has had with Roger Goodell, that was the one time I was like, can he do that? When he voided Sean Payton's first contract.
Yeah, since when is that allowed?
I was like,
I am God.
Yeah, that's what it's...
jury and executioner.
Exactly. I mean, it was just... I mean, when he did that, that was the first... I'm like, he can't do that, can he? Apparently he can. And then they overturned the whole Saints thing, and, you know, that was just crazy. Poor New Orleans Saints. Not really poor. Fuck them. But,
fuck them.
Y'all had your chance.
They still got Drew Brees. They'll be all right.
Yeah, that Sean Payton resigned. Y'all still good.
Yeah. Yeah, and they'll still one up the Falcons every time, but that's just another disappointment. But Roger Goodell's name came up way too much during the season, you know, and it went beyond suspensions. It, you know, it was just crazy all year long. I was surprised there wasn't a player's revolt.
Rebel, rebel, rebel.
All right, and
time for some predictions.
And sure to go wrong.
All these predictions are going to be right, son.
Well, you know, it's not like we actually bet hard money or cold cash or anything like that.
Not that stupid.
But yeah, this weekend we have the wild card playoffs. And I'm trying to get the matchups on my tablet here.
I believe we have Saturday at 4 p.m. I guess this is Eastern Standard Time. The Bengals will be in Houston to face the Texans.
Yes. I originally thought that the Texans were going to be a real, a real top force, but the last few games, you know, they just haven't done well. They can't, for some reason, beat the Colts in Indianapolis for some reason. I just can't. I think that the Bengals. Well, no, I'm going to go with Houston because I'm not as convinced on the Bengals offense, really. I'm still not 100% convinced that they can pull it together. They got a great defense, but I'm just not sure. I think Houston can do it.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, Adam Blackwell. I think Houston at home, they're going to figure it out. They're going to start running the ball more with Arian Foster. They're going to lean on that defense and home field, and I think they're going to get it done against the Bengals.
Hey, let me interrupt real quick. Check Facebook, and we had a question, reply to our disappointments or surprises from the past year. From a man, Chaz Honey Badger Green, a.k.a. Delf. Let me make sure I say his name right on Twitter. Delfrano on Twitter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He says, I expected my Vikings to go 8-8, but they exceeded my expectations by far.
Yep. Did very well.
Yeah, thank you, workhorse running back, Adrian Peterson.
Yes. And that guy can't be tackled for nothing.
Yeah, I believe. How many, like, big, long, 60, 70, 80-yard runs did he break off this year?
I mean, just tons, man. I mean, when he did that 80-yard run against the Rams, like, I think the next to last game, it was just amazing. It just took off. All right. Let's see. What was the other matchup for Saturday is the Vikings and the Packers?
Yes, a rematch, I guess, of
I didn't get my
week
pick.
17.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, Tim, oh, yeah. What was your pick for the
Baltimore?
Oh, no, for Houston and Cincinnati.
Is that the first game?
Yeah.
Hold on. What page am I looking at? Oh, wait. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Houston, Cincinnati. Cincinnati's going to win.
You think so?
Yeah.
Based on
Houston not playing as well. Arian Foster, I guess, could run on them. I just see they can't stop. They won't be able to stop A.J. Green. And I have more faith in Andy Dalton than Matt Schaub.
Really?
Yes.
You've been hanging out with, like, eclectic too. You're on the Bengals bandwagon.
Probably.
Alright. So, the other game on Saturday, that is the Vikings and the Packers, correct?
Yes.
Yep. Well, go ahead, Charlie. What's your prediction for the game?
Well, I think it's not going to be a repeat of Week 17. I think this time that the Green Bay Packers are going to figure out a way to shut down Adrian Peterson, or at least limit him some, and force Christian Ponder to beat them, which I guess would be the rest of people winning that game. And if Aaron Rodgers can throw like 5-6 touchdown passes, that would probably help too.
Okay. I think that it will be, I think the Packers are going to pull this one out. It's tough being the same team twice in a row. So I would have to say that if I had to match up my quarterbacks, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers versus Christian Ponder. Ponder's okay, but, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers, so I believe they're going to win that game.
Also, that Week 17 game, Minnesota was at home. This time they'll be in Lambeau Field, so.
On the frozen tundra. So.
I think the Packers going to have that home field advantage working in their favor.
Okay. Tim Dog.
And we're going with, you said, oh, Vikings and Packers. Vikings just won the last matchup. I just don't see the Packers losing at home. So I'm taking the Packers. Christian Ponder made some great plays at home. Let's see him do it on the road in a playoff game in some probably cold weather conditions.
Yep, no dome. All right, now we come to Sunday. It will be the Indianapolis Colts return to the playoffs, and they will face the Baltimore Ravens, 1 p.m. on CBS Sunday. So, Tim, you can go ahead and make your prediction.
Which game are we on?
Colts and Ravens.
Colts-Ravens. Upset. I see the Colts winning.
What?
They're going to win for their coach, and I just don't trust the Ravens anymore. I believe I had the Ravens playing the 49ers in my Super Bowl. Actually, I need to stick with that. Both teams are in the playoffs. I probably need to stick with that. I don't like it. So now I can say that they'll try to do it for Ray Lewis since he wants to retire, which he'll change. I believe he'll change his mind after training camp later this year. But damn, I don't want to pick the Ravens now. I'm changing my pick.
Fuck it. All right, go ahead. So you're saying...
Man, I should stick with it, though, because it has a chance of happening.
And I do need... I guess I should have prefaced this by saying what we originally thought for the playoffs. Let's see. Charlie thought New England was going to be number one, and they came close, number two. Baltimore was going to be number two, and they're... lower in there. Texans were going to be three. The Broncos were going to be four. And the wild card picks were Pittsburgh and San Diego.
Well, minus those last two, I think I did pretty good.
Tim, for the AFC, pretty much the same thing. New England, number one. Pittsburgh, two. Houston would be the third seed, followed by Denver, with the wild cards being Baltimore and Tennessee. Damn. Tennessee?
Oh, anyway. Yeah. Tennessee, it should have been the Colts. I knew it was going to be... I knew the Colts or the Titans were going to be better than what folks thought. I just picked the wrong team.
Yeah, that's cool. My picks were pretty much the same, except I put the Pittsburgh and the New York Jets as the wild cards, but I kept Denver, Baltimore, Houston, and New England winning their divisions. And the NFC, let's see, Charlie picked the New York Giants as number one, Green Bay two, Atlanta three, San Francisco four, with the wild cards being Dallas and New Orleans.
Whose pick was those?
Charlie's.
Okay.
Tim picked Green Bay, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and I believe San Francisco went in their divisions with the Bears and the Lions making the playoffs in the wild card. And I picked Green Bay as the number one seed, New York Giants number two, New Orleans three, San Francisco four, with Atlanta and Chicago making the playoffs. So I was, we were all kind of close there.
Yeah, but I mean, as you can see, that NFC was tough for anybody to predict, because I believe we all talked about that on the original podcast is that, you know, we saw a lot of heavy hitters out there, and a lot of teams knocked each other out. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is what usually ends up happening.
So Tim, what was your final prediction? You were flip flopping there.
Oh, on that, I'm gonna stick with the Ravens beating the. I guess since I had the Bengals beating the road team to win, I'll go with the Ravens winning at home. Mm-hmm. I'm prefaced it saying this. I'm only picking that because that's why I picked preseason, so I want to stick to my initial pick, but I believe the Colts actually will win. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Charlie, what's your pick?
Well, we have, I guess, the old Baltimore team versus the new Baltimore team. And some of you probably can remember the Colts used to be in Baltimore. That's where the Mayflower trucks came and moved them out in the middle of the night. So, I think it's going to be a tough game. Baltimore's been inconsistent. And you don't know what you're going to get out of the quarterback. You know, he's been up and down. The Colts have been steady performers. I guess I'm going to go up here, and I'm going to pick the Colts. You know, they're right of emotion with their coach coming back, and Baltimore's been up and down. I would like to see Ray Lewis play well and kind of go out on top, but I don't think it's going to work out for him this time. So I'm going to go with the Colts against conventional wisdom.
Alright, I think I'll stick with the Ravens. I think they'll be motivated, especially if Ray winds up his last game or winds up playing in the playoffs. I think they'll be motivated. I think, and, you know, Flacco, he's on and off, but I just have to go with him having experience pulling. And finally, Seattle Seahawks going into Washington for the 4:30 game on Sunday.
4:30 game.
I will go with, I believe Seattle will pull it off and win that game.
This is probably the toughest game for me to pick.
Yeah.
Man. Washington's got a 7-game winning streak. They've been playing lights out. RG3, it's basically because RG3 and Russell Wilson kind of cancel each other out. So Seattle's got the better defense. Got a great run game. I gotta go Seattle Seahawks.
I think that's a good, because I'm leaving Seattle also. I think Russell Wilson is a good player, but in the Dallas game, you could see that he was playing hurt. I don't think he's at 100% yet, and I don't know if he will be by Sunday. And I don't know if they'll be able to lean heavily on that running game like they did in Dallas, because Seattle has a good defense. I'm going to go with Seattle in that game on the road against the Redskins.
So you said Seattle over the Washington Redskins, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. That's all the games, right?
Yeah, that's all the games for this weekend. Then after that, you know, it's hard to say. Whoever wins will face the, you know, whoever's the lower seed will face the higher seed, and then in each conference, and then the other team will take on the number 2 seed. So the way it's looking, it would be, well, it just depends, you know, how it all turns out. But if you wanted to give your early prediction for the Super Bowl, I will run down what we all thought originally. And then I wrote it down, of course.
Because you're smart like that?
Yeah, I was smart instead of, you know, putting in a, or something. originally thought it was going to be versus San Francisco. I thought it was going to be Baltimore versus Green Bay. And Charlie thought it was going to be also Baltimore versus Green Bay. If you see the trend, he thought Baltimore was going to make it out.
Well, I guess I'm going to go against what I originally picked. Yeah, I think the Denver Broncos playing behind Peyton Manning. It's hard to count out Peyton Manning because he knows how to win.
Yes.
And to me, I think the AFC is wide open. The Patriots aren't as strong as they have been in the past, and I don't see very many other threats in the AFC to the Broncos, so I would have to say I see the Broncos going to the Super Bowl in the AFC. Okay. And the NFC, is, I guess it's a little bit tougher to predict. You know, I would like to say the Falcons, but they haven't proved to me that they can win a big game.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I trust the 49ers at this point. You know, I know they have Kaepernick in there and they kind of benched Alex Smith. So you don't even know what you're going to get, you know, out of them. So it's the NFC is tough to predict. I guess whoever gets hot, which, you know, it could be Seattle because Seattle's playing well, or it could be the Green Bay Packers because they're playing well. So if I had to choose between those two teams, you know, how could you pick against Aaron Rodgers? You know, he knows how to win. He's been there before. So it could be the Green Bay Packers making a run to the Super Bowl to face the Denver Broncos. So,
alright. Tim?
And we're just talking about our play, Super Bowl predictions, right?
Yeah.
I'm sticking with what I said in the preseason, 49ers and Colts.
Well, Rams. You know, you are allowed to change your mind when you get information.
The Harbaugh Bowl.
Okay. Keeping it in there. Alright. And, of course, down to me, I don't think I can put Baltimore in there. I think they'll have a strong showing. I just can't do it. I think if it comes down to an NFC champion or AFC championship game in between between Denver and New England, I have to go with New England. I think Belichick just knows Peyton Manning and can always one up him no matter what. And Tom Brady. So I'm going to go with New England making it to the Super Bowl. And the NFC, once again, like Charlie was saying, is tough. I want the Falcons to win and be in a Super Bowl. I want it to happen. If it happens, I would be happy. But I just cannot depend on Matt Ryan going to playoffs, not stinging up the joint. So I'm going to go with, trying to think which would be, I can't go with them. Oh boy. I'm going to stick with the Green Bay Packers going to the Super Bowl. So New England versus Green Bay. Dan, I believe Green Bay would win it.
Say that one more time. I keep getting distracted over here.
Green Bay versus New England. Oh, okay. Dang, Bay winning it.
Yeah, we need to see that happen. Get Brady and Rodgers matched up together.
Exactly. All right. I sent out a few more tweets regarding this week's playoff games. Eclectic said he picked Bengals winning, the Colts winning, the Seahawks, and the Vikings winning. Howie Decker from the Underscoop Fire podcast said he predicted all the dogs: Bengals, Colts, Seahawks, and Vikings. So, thanks everyone for participating in this.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Love getting feedback. Get to use it on the show.
And pretty much, I think that wraps up this show.
Yes, we got one of the quicker shows ever.
Yeah, for us.
And the goal is try to get this up at least by Saturday night. Or at least Saturday, the day of the playoff game starting.
Yeah. I worked my hardest to get it out. And maybe we can do one of these with Charlie, and hopefully before NBA playoff time.
Yeah, maybe even at the halfway point, like when the All-Star break hits, do a first season recap.
Super Bowl, and we can discuss that.
Yeah, we could try that. All right, guess we just need to do shout-outs.
Shout-outs to, of course, the Colts Slither podcast and the Eclectic Discussion podcast. Catch them all on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Have to, of course, get those out. Underscoop Fire podcast, same as well, iTunes and Stitcher.
All right. Of course, shout outs to everyone who responded to our tweets tonight. Underscoop Fire, Howie Decker, Eclectic, and the podcast EDP, Jay Malone at Jay Cordery on Twitter. Thanks for responding. John Araki at Joannis3000.
Yeah, chatted to him online earlier today.
Yep.
I told him I sort of breezed through the Best of 2012 podcast and saw you guys shout him out at the end, so I let him know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and shout outs to his brother, I believe it's Linus Araki. He's a DJ out west, and we're going to try to do some stuff with him later in the year.
Cool. Of course, shout out to Kojak Delta, Killer Hawk. Always a good responder, always likes our Facebook posts, so shout out to him.
Who else you got? DMAC90. David's back on Twitter. I won't even say F you, David, like I normally do.
Of course, shout out to our special guest, Charlie.
Shout out to Kojak Delta. You already said him right there.
Oh, yeah.
Kodak, and I was going to say Big Ben, but he changes his name to Late Back Benny, I think. Tatum216, if he still listens. Who else do I tweet with? Saint Walker 216. Hopefully that's the right number. Shout out to my man L Boogie 5. Between him tonight, gonna try and get him on a future comic book chronicle show.
Okay. Of course, shout out to our guest Charlie. You can find him at Third Designs on Twitter. And is it still _ hidden?
Yes, still _ hidden if you want to follow me talking about things other than graphic design, which is my opinion on this stuff.
All right.
I want to say a shout out to all those participants in the Click Nation NFL Pick'em.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, too many to list. But, yeah, shout out for everyone participating in the Fanball and Pigskin Pick'ems this year.
And shout-outs to our Click Nation members, Mr. Banff and Leroy Jetstream.
Yep.
Make sure to check out Leroy Jetstream's solo podcast, Time Zones, which is currently on the website right now. Go ahead and get the download and listening. All right, so with that, I want to thank you all for listening. For D. Adam Black and Charlie from Third Designs, I'm Tim DOGG. We are the Click Nation, and we are signing off.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Fourth pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here? The bad boys arrest me. Just in competition when the war does the mission. Not no mercy, see the rage like the street. If you don't know, you better find out the war pack. Prove a point, number one, best believe that you don't wanna tussle with them. I'll be there for them, come in the grave with them. You're never walking out again, so you're back on the war path. Don't tell you're back on the war path. You might wind up in a body bag.